sometimes, you know, that philosophers get the reputation of thinking strange thoughts or thoughts that nobody else can come up with or thinks about. And this morning, I'd like you to turn with me to Psalm 44. I have two verses I'd like us to point out this morning and think about and look at. I sometimes, in my philosophical imaginations, think, what does God really know? Or what's it like to know everything? How does He know everything that's ever been said, thought, done, past, present, future? Here I sit, wondering how long I'll live. He knows. He knows. He knows what will happen tomorrow and the next day and the next day. He knows who you'll marry, the children you'll have, the grandchildren you'll have, the number of hairs on your head. In Psalm 44, verse 20, it says, if we had forgotten the name of our God, or extended our hands to a strange God, would not God find this out? How many things have you hidden from God? Thought that you've hid from God. It's not hidden from God. Would not God find this out? How many sins have we hidden from our God? For He knows the secrets of our hearts. God knows your deepest thoughts. He knows all those good things, and unfortunately, He knows all those vile things as well. This morning's our chance to acknowledge that we know them too. And to acknowledge His grace, His mercy, and His forgiveness. Realizing He knows them already. We need to acknowledge them. Let's pray. Lord, against Thee and Thee only have I sinned. I have sinned in thought and word and deed. I have sinned in ways that I'm not aware of. I have sinned in very conscious and self-absorbed ways. I have thought that I could hide my sin from You, and how foolish that is. Lord, this morning I confess that at times I forget Your name. At times I stretch out my hands to strange gods. But in reality, we know that You are God. That only You are God. That You know the thoughts and words and deeds of all men. You know the thoughts and words and deeds of my life. And, O Lord, we graciously and humbly acknowledge Your forgiveness through Jesus Christ. And while we are sinners, Lord, You died for us, that we who were once Your enemies might be called the friends of God, the children of God. Thank You for Your mercy, O Lord Jesus. As we turn to You this morning with our whole heart, honor You as our Lord and as our King. Bless us as we fellowship and worship You this morning for the sake of King Jesus, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.